on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. Ladies and gentlemen, he was the esteemed governor of the state of Illinois from 1990 to 1998. It's been 14 years since he served. He is the last sitting governor to not go to jail. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Jim Edgar. Governor, how are you?
Morning, Stevie.
We miss you.
Well, it's nice to be missed, but you got to be gone to be missed.
Well, I tell you, in the 90s, you worked with Mike Madigan. You figured it out. We were in bad shape in the 90s, but you guys had to come together somehow. I know you had some contentious meetings, but you figured it out. What has changed? What has happened since?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, in the 90s, Madigan and I fight like cats and dogs, but we knew at the end of the day we had to compromise because we had to solve the problems. And unfortunately, there seems to be more of an interest in the fight than there is to try to figure out some common ground and, you know, and solve the problems. And, you know, I think a lot of that had to do, there's no doubt, the Begorovich years just messed the state up in many ways. The governor has to kind of provide that leadership and the willingness to, you know, bring people together and to solve the problems. And unfortunately, it's become too much personalities. It's not just partisanship in Illinois as it is in Washington, but it's people just have kind of made it more personal. And it's unfortunate because the problems we're dealing with today in Illinois and the draconian solutions that have been suggested, they weren't necessary. I mean, if we had, I think, continued as in the first part of this century as we did in the 1990s, we wouldn't have been in this much of a mess. We'd have had problems, but we wouldn't be faced with some of the really horrendous decisions we've got to deal with now.
New numbers, $44 billion deficit. How in the world will we ever, ever, ever get out of that when we've raised corporate and income taxes for everyone? Nobody wants to move their company to the state. What happens?
Well, I think the mistake I think they made was they didn't also deal with the whole budget issue. I keep suggesting to people over there that you can't piecemeal this. You've got to do it all, look at the big picture. And whether you like the income tax increase or not, revenue increases were necessary, but also cuts were necessary. And perhaps even more importantly, you've got to have a long-term diet, financial diet for the state. And everybody's got to sign on and be committed to kind of holding the line and keeping that going. Because you can't solve this in 1 or 2 years. It's going to take many years to kind of get out of this hole that we have dug in the last 10 years. And that takes some long-range planning. And unfortunately, that just really hasn't occurred. It's been more kind of a, we've got this crisis. We no longer can kick the can down the road, so we've got to deal with it. And they do it, unfortunately, I think they do it more piecemeal.
Oh, okay, so you're actually going to try and share with others how to compromise, how to work together in politics. What's that about?
Well, at the University of Illinois, the Institute of Government of Public Affairs, where I'm housed, we are initiating a program. It's bringing together, we've identified by people have nominated from around the state, 40 kind of what I call up-and-comers from government, some from the private sector, some from not-for-profits, but most of them have shown an interest in government. Many have already been elected to some office. They're, for the most part, of course, everybody's young to me anymore, but for the most part, I think they'd be viewed as young, but they have some experience, and we want to bring them together just so they get to know each other. I think it's important for folks downstate to know people from Chicago and vice versa, for them to kind of begin to understand where they're coming from. You know, one of the things I learned is I've got certain points of view. Growing up in Charleston, you know, being a Republican, there's no doubt I had certain views that were different than someone who grew up in the south side of Chicago that was a lifelong Democrat. I come out of a WASPy community, somebody that comes out of an African-American community or Hispanic community. All going to have a little different perspective on things. And what we want to encourage people is to respect the other point of view. And to see if you can't find some common ground. You may not going to agree with them 100%. They're not going to agree with you. But I think you can agree on more than you can disagree on. And to try to figure out how you compromise and you solve the problem. My experience in government was that often the compromise was far better than either the original positions taken by two sides, because it reflected input from all over the state. And this is a very diverse state. And you've got to have that diversity, I think, in the solutions. And unfortunately, the last few years, we'd rather fight than work at finding that common ground. And that's what we want to hopefully begin to have them think about, is that, you know, this person from Chicago or this person from downstate, you know, they're not bad people, and, you know, they've got a point of view, and I need to take that into consideration. Also, just to get to know each other, just a personal relationship.
Yeah.
A lot of times today, politicians won't talk to each other.
Right, right.
And if you don't talk to each other, it's really hard, to work something out and to find the common ground. And so one of our hopes is these 40 people will, they'll get to know each other, but they'll stay in touch. And, you know, as they move up the ladder, they'll come in contact, and they're going to already know these people. They're going to have a personal relationship, and they know there's somebody that they can trust or somebody that has a valid point of view, even if it's different than theirs. And we feel that will go a long way in trying to make the process work as it should work.
Governor Edgar, how is your health?
My health is pretty good. I mean, I get some aches and pains. Stevie, when you get older like me, you'll get those aches and pains in the morning.
But your heart's fine. You're good and all that stuff.
I just had my annual checkup, and they said I was better than I was last year, so that's
okay.
Always a good sign.
Okay. I asked simply because every time we've talked for the last 14 years, I just ask when you're going to run again. Because, you could win.
Uh-huh.
You could win again.
That's
you
right.
could still win.
Well, the key is not so much winning as what you're going to do after you win.
Well, you know Mike Madigan. You worked with Mike Madigan. He's obviously in there for life, and he's obviously going to be there until he's 100. So somebody that has worked with Mike, we need somebody like that.
Well, he
might be there until he's 100. he doesn't seem to plan to leave at all.
I mean, we need some leadership, and I don't know. I'm off the... I thought Pat Quinn driving around in a truck for years, I thought that was kind of cool. The whole U of I trustee thing, everybody resigns except the black people, that lost me just because I don't think he's very principled and he's not a very good leader. We got issues. I don't know who can take $44 billion, Governor. We're in really big trouble here.
We are, but I the one consolation, I think, at least this session, and I wasn't necessarily happy with some of the things they were talking about, but I think there's an awareness, at least in the part of the legislature, they've got to do some things. And now, whether they're willing to kind of compromise and, as I said, find that common ground, I think that's still yet to be seen. But it'll take time. I don't think anyone should think there's a silver bullet out there. I mean, a lot of the business folks want to take away the pension benefits for state employees, and that's all fine and good. That alone, that's not going to solve. This problem's a lot broader than that.
Yeah.
And it's just, as I said, it's going to take time, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, this is, I can say, well, people ought to come together and compromise. Well, that's a very difficult process for people to change their positions, to figure out how they're going to do it. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take leadership. And I think the key is the governor. I mean, I've always said in Illinois, if the speaker is the most powerful guy in government, then government's not working properly. Not to take anything away from the speaker. It's just the way the system is, the governor has to do it. And, Governor Quinn's going to have to, I think, be a little more of a, bring people together as opposed to kind of take his position and just dig in and say, that's it. I don't think, work in this situation.
No.
But, he means well. I mean, far better than the last guy.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, yikes. I guess you're right about right about that. Governor, it's always a pleasure. Again, thanks for the update, and good luck with this. I think it's a great idea to build these relationships. And again, as you say, down the road, man, maybe these will really blossom.
My hope is one of these someday might be the mayor of Chicago, and the other one might be the governor of the state of Illinois, and they know each other. And that'll go a long way.
That's
so,
a good idea.
Good talking to you, Steve.
Good talking to you, Governor.
Always,
thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar on 93.5. 95.3 Connect FM. Great
good
to catch
stuff.
Up. Yeah, thank you. Great to have Governor Edgar's perspective. Listen, the guy could win again.
Yes, he could. He rocked the 90s for us as a 38th governor.
And Democrats voted for Governor Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
He was he definitely was kind of a bipartisan guy, and he worked with Mike Madigan, and they got it done.
Yeah, he was the Illinois Secretary of State from 81 to 91. Yep. I didn't realize all of that.
He was in government from the 70s all the way to 98.
Yeah.
Okay, 8:15, 93.5, 95.3, it's Connect FM.